Audrey and I are both hypnotherapists. She's a licensed spiritual practitioner. I'm a psychic healer and all those things metaphysical. And, you know, our intention with this show being called Mainstream Metaphysics is to take what is done, you know, outside the box and bring it to the general public in a way that's understandable, digestible, and explainable, so that you have an idea of all these wonderful things that are alternative and how it can help you, right?
That's it.
Okay. Welcome back. It's so much easier when you're here on the show with me.
Managing things down here, looking at the watch parties.
Oh, absolutely. And we've got a fun show for you tonight. Last week we had Golden Arrow, and thank you. 2 weeks ago we had Merlin, and the show with Merlin was the second highest viewership in the history of doing this show.
I know.
So,
thank you.
Thank you, truly. And next week we have a new guest on, Anita Rosenberg, who is an expert in feng shui and is trained in old feng shui, not the modernized kind. And Anita, who I've known since like 1993, 1994, is going to dispel myths about feng shui and also enforce the truths, so we have a good education of what it is and how it works in aligning your home. And Anita will be coming on Zoom, you know, from her studio, so she'll have all her tools and toys available.
And she's a lot of fun. She's a zippy little thing.
Great personality. You'll love that show. So make sure you make a note for next week. We've got a jewelry line in today, right?
Oh, yes. We have a pop-up shop for jewelry. If you haven't noticed, look at this piece. It is stunning. You can wear it long. You can wear it short. We have our friend Lauren Grant, who makes the most incredible jewelry. Look at this with the pyrite on it and the sterling. It's amazing.
Yeah, all with natural stones.
And she makes some gorgeous pieces. So, oh, here's the other one I was looking for. Look at this with these little earrings. Isn't it fabulous?
Welcome to the Metaphysical Home Shopping Network.
Yeah, so when you wear these crystals, they feel good and they look beautiful. So thank you, Lauren Grant. She's going to be here for the month of August. So if you want to come by and schedule some time to peruse the goods, you're more than welcome to.
Right.
Give us a call.
And soon we were going to have a trunk show with Lauren here that will be done live. Watch our Facebook pages and emails for that. I have a class this coming Saturday that has to do with reworking the DNA of the chakras. And if you have studied healing on an advanced level, you would be qualified to attend that class. Here at the Newmont Center, we do innovate and invent techniques that are beyond the typical healing techniques that have been studied for many, many years. So that we're very proud of the things that we do create here. Mm-hmm. We are always on the cutting edge of moving forward.
Explain to them how you get some of that information.
You mean channeling?
Yes.
Which we do have Merlin tonight. Look, you know, when I sit in contemplation and meditation, I just allow things to come to me. I don't force it. And whatever comes in that day, like for instance, the other day I told you, all of a sudden I got the insight that, which is not a great metaphysical thing, that we needed to go talk to Lauren and ask her about bringing the jewelry in. And she said, yes, like that. So insights come in, but sometimes insights come in that are really above what the next thing is, what the next thing is that we have to do. And when you do sit and meditate and just allow for information to come in, sometimes it makes sense in the moment, and sometimes you just have to be with it and ponder it and wait for more to come in to fill in the blanks. Yes.
I want to say one thing in particular. He came home one day and he'd been doing energy work on somebody, and he came home and he was like, oh my God, they showed me the next level. And he explained to me how he can read somebody's DNA in the chakra and how there was like this gap missing in this client for this client. And he could read the year that it happened. So he asked the person, what was it?
Well, there were several like that. So I better explain a little bit better. So if you see the chakra as a giant conical device. And when we do the work in 5D, fifth dimension, the chakras, instead of being, you know, like the size they really are, you know, like this on your body, they become very big, they become very holographic, and you can see the timelines, which are the DNA helixes in your chakra from birth all the way up to present. And so when that line, which feels like thin wiring, is rough, bumpy, fragmented, frayed, or broken, those are various levels of trauma that have occurred at that time. And they are very, very highly electrically and electromagnetically charged. So in this one client, when I was working at his third chakra, which has to do with the conscious mind, not just stomach and digestion, I found something at around 12 years old. And I asked him, I said, why such an upset at 12? And of course, the third chakra is connected to the mother. And he said, and this is with my hand down in there while it's activated. Yes. He said, well, we had to move. And once I activated those thoughts, he said, oh, we had to move from a big house into an apartment into the city. And again, while my hand is still in there, then he said, oh, when we had to move from the big house to the city, I had to give up my dog. And he went into pain. And I felt like I had been tased because my hand was down in there when that pain activated. And I really felt like I had put my finger, wet finger in a socket at that point. So these DNA helixes are charged, highly charged electromagnetically. And I think afterwards I needed to be resuscitated a little bit. But this is what we find. And it's important to help smooth out those traumas so that isn't recurring in there any time that he would get a dog or have to move. And he recently moved. He now is an adult and his family just moved. So we want to smooth out these traumas so our buttons don't get pushed every time something like that reminds us of an old event.
So there's these cognitive ways of smoothing out the trauma. There's these emotional ways, and there's these energetic ways as well. I've actually sat in on quite a few of Nick's sessions when I'm bringing a client in. And it's amazing when he's doing that process. He'll be like, what happened at 7? And then you can just bet there's something that was traumatic. And so it's a kind, gentle way to smooth through those things.
Truly. And disconnected chakras, when the network of chakras are not communicating with each mm-hmm. other, and how to reconnect that network. In other words, it's like your network, your internet is down. So it's a fascinating class, and it is advanced work. One has to have a solid background in energetic working in the fifth dimension to take this class. If you are interested or curious, please contact me, write to me through Facebook, or email me, please, at nnewmont@gmail.com, N-N-E-W-M-O-N-T @gmail.com. Another thing that I want to bring up is, you know, people are asking about, you know, is there going to be more monetary forgiveness and so on and so forth. Well, that's a deep subject. August 18th through September, loving and nurturing, moves into the eighth house of money of the chart of the United States. The eighth house is the house of other people's money, or money that comes from unearned sources. So there is a level of generosity that we will go through from August 18th through September 19th. So look for, if you're looking for more to come from the government, more monetary forgiveness, more stimulus packages, more government agencies helping out, that time frame that I'm looking at. And ironically, it's just shifted a couple days early, but August 18th through September 19th is just a couple days off of when the sun is in Virgo. And so that's interesting that's going on.
Wait, what is the sun in Virgo again?
Well, the sun is in Virgo. Everything begins to make sense. The logic comes into play.
Thank goodness.
Right. We need that to come up. Not that there's anything wrong with the sun in Leo. In fact, what that will do is restore pride.
Yay.
Right? So you know, you and I were talking before the show, and we were talking about where people's minds are. And, you know, some of the things we talked about, how worry is negative affirmations, fear creates negative manifestations, and how the mindset creates positive or negative manifestations in the body. So we, you know, we're going to talk about body syndromes. So if it's a positive mindset, it will create a manifestation. If it's a negative mindset, then it'll be an infestation. And for those of you that know how the mind and body work together, and of course, we have the class on Healthy Mind, Healthy Body. And years ago, Louise Hay wrote You Can Heal Your Life, which is a magnificent book. Mm-hmm. And she just lists endless afflictions in the body, or just things about body parts, and how the afflictions in those body parts is created by certain thoughts, right?
And can I say, over the period that we have been working with our clients, I keep that by my in my office by where I'm working, and somebody will come in and they've got whatever going on, and I'll read out what that is, you know, what the symptom is, what it means. As an example, I had a kidney stone years ago, and mm-hmm. it was lumps of undissolved anger. So I got it. I understood what the anger was about, and I was able to use the affirmation or the power statement, I heal past problems with ease and grace. And I'm just going to say, not going into the whole story, I got rid of that kidney stone like that. And we have worked with so many people over the years when they have issues around the mouth or the throat, this lack right. of speaking their word, and just various things. It's pretty powerful business.
Sure. And people have to understand too that, you know, it's easy to talk about chakras in such an esoteric way. In other words, it's something that's out there. It's not part of the physical body, but your chakras are metaphysical glands, and your chakras, the seven main Eastern chakras, are connected to the glands. Like your root chakra is your adrenals. Your sacral chakra at your navel in a man is connected to the testes. In a woman, it's the ovaries. And then your solar plexus is the pancreas. The heart is the thymus. The throat is the thyroid. The third eye is the pineal. And the crown is the pituitary gland. And so when these energetic bodies are not working correctly, and your chakras are thought containers, good or bad, that electromagnetically is charged into the body, which creates the reality of the physical body and its conditions.
You know, it's interesting. So much of the time our clients come in and they don't understand why they're upset about whatever, and they right. don't understand what their problems are. So when you're looking at your physical ailments, those body syndromes that show up, they give you an idea of what's going on with you emotionally and mentally.
Surely.
You know, it's a way to be your own private detective, using your body as a source.
Sure. And people, like, look, people are who they are. We are who we are. We're creatures of habit. And sometimes things just come out of our mouth by rote. We just say those things, and then it takes someone else to come up. Not in a stoic saying, you keep reaffirming that. And it's sort of a, oh yeah, we do that. And it's stuff that could be decades old because, you know.
I'm going to give a really good example. I had three people in my office, and one of the people was having problems with a prostate. So I said, hey, for fun, let's look it up. So I look it up, and it says, I give up. The thing with the prostate is like, life is too hard. I give up. And the person who had the prostate thing is just looking at me like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And one of the relatives looks at him and says, what in the world? That is something you say almost every single day. I give up. And so it was like one of those just aha moments. And you can use mm-hmm. this information or not, but it's definitely there.
Sure. Definitely. We also have the ability to refuse body problems or problem or health. This in the class that my mother was referencing her side of the family, her mother, her sister, and my grandmother was very hobbled with arthritis. And my mother literally said, everyone in our family gets arthritis. And I went, no, at that moment. because I didn't want to be like my grandmother. And, you know, in a couple of months, I will be 1 year younger than when my grandmother died.
Wow.
And I do not have anything like that in my body.
And not to mention, neither one of us take any prescription medicines. And actually, you're about to celebrate what birthday?
65, October.
Yeah, October and a 20th, week before 65. Him, I'm going to be 58. No drugs, no pharmaceuticals, and I think we're feeling pretty good.
We are feeling pretty good. In fact, one of our daughters in her college class is looking at doing a interviewing people and in the mindset on aging. And this one woman, I was watching what she was watching, and this one woman was in her 60s and seemed very aged. And she looked at me and she said, "Dad, how old are you going to be?" And I said, she goes, "I don't think of you as old at all."
Yay. The other one's calling my grandpa, just saying.
Yeah, well.
All right, so let's get on. Paybacks. So we have time for Merlin.
The other thing is, in our notes, when people, and I'm just paying attention to people out there, and this is being compassionately, because we are here to help, not, you know, smack people around. If you want things to get better, then stop asking or anticipating that things are going to get worse. Please stop doing that. If you want to know when things are going to get better, start creating the mindset that things are better and do things for yourself that allow you to feel better. The other thing is we must stop longing for the past as things were, okay? And we have to create the future. Well, I know we miss what we haven't been able to do, but we can't go back there anymore. Now, some of our privileges will be restored, but we're moving forward. We're creating a new norm. But by the same token, we also have to be careful that what we're being forced into via high-level hypnosis and suggestibility, we don't just lull into submission, and that becomes the norm.
Yeah.
See, so what I'm talking about in a very backwards way is empowerment and empowering the self, owning your thoughts.
Well, I'm going to add a little bit to that.
Please.
I have yesterday, and it's going to be coming out probably tomorrow. And by the way, I have a Thursday night group that I'm going to be doing. It'll be on Facebook, and you'll be getting a notice for it if you're following me anywhere. At any rate, I was talking about this at the beach on this podcast, and it's super important to really understand that we all have had this moment. And one of the things that I said on there that I thought was something that isn't spoken enough, but it's super important. As we're going through this, I think one of the common problems, common challenges that a lot of us are having is not being able to be there for each other physically. And I think that's been really weighing on people. You know, it's like you can't go to the hospital while your loved one's giving birth. You can't go while they're dying. And you can't be with people who are in a compromised position. And I know for myself, there's been a certain level of anger. And, you know, it's really focusing on what is going to be coming. So down the line, there will be that ability for us all to be together again and do what we do. But the other part of it is, if you are glued to the TV and you're watching the mainstream news, you're not going to get the news that there is a lot of really good things happening. So one thing that I said in that podcast is I'm going in and I'm looking at literally like government documents and different things so that I can understand for myself what's true. So I think it's really important for all of us in this moment not to just take information that's put out there and just accept it all as our truth. If it doesn't feel right, and if it doesn't bring you some amount of hope for the future or faith for the future, start digging around, because in reality, there are a lot of good things happening, like a lot of good things happening. So do your research, start looking at all the things that are the mainstream, and then start digging around at other avenues. Find them for yourself. What are you doing there?
Just bump that.
Anything more you want to say about that?
No, I listened to your podcast and it's very good, and it's lovely how you, you know, did that at the beach. It was very clear and it was
something else. Good. Just real quick, I think as we're in this moment, it's a transitional moment. And I think Greg Braden said it really well at the very beginning of it. We have to really allow ourselves the ability to process the grief of what we have lost, of what life was, and be able to let go of that, process it, and really be open to a great future. I think it's really important.
Right. We're in, we've said, and I'm not going to belabor this, a lot of metaphysicians know that we are in this transition into the age of Aquarius, and astrological, astronomical, constellational age changes take place every 2,000 years. And we are living that right now. And Aquarius, being ruled by Uranus, is all about sudden change. It's like an earthquake. So as you know, our cage is being rattled right now, but it's supposed to be. This is a major wake-up call for all of us. When things go on like we've been through since March, it's because on some level, we've fallen asleep. Therefore, this has been created. We have created this. And we are to awaken into what we are supposed to be doing. We can't be sleeping anymore. This is the Aquarian age is the big wake-up call. And we've been talking about it since the late 60s. We really have.
So for all of you that have your head kind of buried, I don't want to look at it because it seems like it's a little bit too much or too scary or whatever, start looking for good information. Yes. Put your attention on that. Go find something positive. There's a lot of good stuff out there. In fact, I'm thinking that Merlin is going to give us some good news.
And I think it's, I can see the clock. And remember, Merlin can't see the clock and I don't know what's going on. So
Audrey's paying attention.
Yes. So a little past 7:45, bring me back in.
Okay. And just so any of you, sorry to interrupt, any of you that are on the watch parties, if you have any questions for Merlin, type it in. I can see you. Okay.
But I can't. And by the way, as I do this, remember, I don't know what's going on. I am held in a light space while this is going on. I don't hear it. So people say things to me afterwards, and I have to say, well, you have to ask Audrey what was said or watch the rebroadcast, because I have no idea what's going on. And Alexandra, when she channels Golden Arrow, will tell you the same thing. We are out. So it's coming from spirit. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Greetings, dear one.
Greetings, Merlin.
Good to be with you.
It's nice to have you here. You're in the box again this week.
Those in the ethers, they are here.
Yes.
There are many ears and many voices. Yes. At this time, within the realm of humanity, there are deep questions and concerns about what is right and what is wrong and what to do, right versus wrong. This can be quite complex for humans, for there is a desire within the ego to be right and not proven wrong. And yet, there is within the realm of the soul of doing the right thing. And sometimes they are the same thing, and sometimes they are not. And within the realm of humanity, within how you say your Eastern teachings, there is the concept of Dharma. And this is where man trips up. Yes, for you can know within yourself what the right thing is, but due to human nature and the need for immediate gratification, the right thing is not always done. Yes. Mm-hmm. And at this time, within those who recognize what the right thing is. You see, as you view your box and you witness the words of your world leaders, you do not know what is right and what is wrong, for you are being told what they are going to do, imposed on you as it's for your benefit. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And within the self, the way one knows right versus wrong is when words come into you and penetrate the heart. And if it feels good, it is the right thing. But if it goes into the belly and the stomach rotates into knots, then you know it is not the right thing. Within yourself, when you within your physicality, you must know when you feel in the chest a lightness, the right thing is happening. When the belly drops, the right thing is not happening. Do you understand?
Yes.
And humans tend to want to, how you say, think things through. And within the human mind is the will and the power of choice. But within the mind is also the ego dictate. But one must know within the heart what the right thing is to do. Dear ones, you are at a crossroads at this point in your existence on your planet Earth, and you must continue to do the right thing that your heart tells you, even when other humans are telling you something different. For it is for their benefit they are telling you this. You must know and do what is right within you and dear ones, not a justification of ill behavior based on greed or ego. Do you understand?
Yes.
It is truly the right thing. And dear ones, then you do the right thing and it is truly vibrationally the right thing, then you are doing the right thing for many. And the ego plays no part in this. It is truly from the heart. It is a raised vibration that emanates to humanity all over your planet. When you can start knowing and doing the right thing because you know it serves humanity, not just yourself, you shall see the earth go from the brown of winter into the green of spring. The magic shall occur, and it comes from your heart, for in the heart lies truth. Do you understand?
Yes, Merlin, I have a question with the heart.
Yeah.
You know, many, what do those people do?
To have created this, they have lost the sense of truth. They are in denial of love and the truth. They must allow themselves to surrender, release the ego and the need to be right. One with a hardened heart resists love coming in. There is no shame, dear one, in admitting that one is wrong. We are talking about the right thing versus the wrong thing. And when one has, as you say, a hardened heart, they are not in a loving space with themselves. Therefore, they are not in a loving space. What you speak of is in pain. It is shrouded in pain. It has isolated itself. It has become like rock. Do you understand?
Yes.
One must surrender to the self and allow the heart to beat again. Yes.
Yes.
Is there other information that you seek?
No, thank you.
Dear ones, there is so much on your minds at this time. And you have been in a longer time than you wish of this purported illness that is supposedly engulfing your planet. It is not engulfing planet of humanity that exists in your world. It is if you took the glass of water that sits here and see the water in that glass as humanity and dipped your finger and took a drop and flung it. That is how much illness is in your world versus well-being. Do you understand?
I do.
The proportions are not of what being communicated. And soon, dear ones, the truth will be soon in your midst. And it will come forward that there are miscalculations, misrepresentations, and there will be an admittance that it's not what was. There are concern, depression, and recession. These shall not last. There are corrections that are taking place. Abundance continues to flow on your earth like a great river. And there are times the river comes upon rock that may, how you say, dam it up for a while. But the power and the surge of that water creates an immense force that erodes that rock and creates a new pathway. The intention of abundance on your earth is quite powerful. It has just been misdirected and misused. And soon it shall be in the hands of those who deserve it. The next few moons, changes that have been due for some time. And there are those who do not do the right thing that resist these changes. But truth and love are not just eternal, but they are inevitable. Hold in your hearts, dear ones, the right thing shall be done. Envision the right thing for humanity. Those of you who view this are good, hold that goodness within yourself and know that no matter what goes on around you, and there are some who do experience pain and suffering of various levels in regard to aspects of their life, hold within yourself that goodness so that shall overcome what you have seen as evidential problems. And these problems are just tiny raindrops. They are not a storm. But you have been told, oh, do not go outside, for there is a great storm. They are just raindrops, dear ones. They shall not harm you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Mankind is easily intimidated and buys into fear. That has always been, and it shall continue to be, for there always must be a balance of how you refer to as good, bad, love and truth and fear and untruth. There is always this which creates the harmony that exists. It shall never be all one way or the other. As many hours as it is dark, there are just as many hours as it is light. And yes, there are some who live in different regions of your planet, and the seasons make adjustments. But over the course of the time of the calendar, it balances out. Sometimes you have more, sometimes you have less. But there is a balance. It is the course of nature. It is the course of the cosmos. Be still, dear ones, be calm. Listen to your inner voices, the voices of peace and love. Do not listen to those distant voices that try. They of those voices are fearful themselves. And within the realm of human nature, a bully, as you say, is a coward reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. The times that you seek, dear ones, shall return with a vengeance. They shall eventually be better than what you long for in your past. Sometimes a healing must take place, and within the healing, what no longer serves us must be disposed of. Mankind does not always like the method. When you hold on to the past is not the reality that exists anymore. The only reality that exists is the one in this second, and that is past. The future is not created without the present. Your mindset in this moment is creating your future. Yes, how you think in every moment creates the next moment, and so on and so on. Dear ones, use the magic of your mind and create what you want and create what you will. And you will have what you want. You must trust that. You wish to ask more, dear one?
Modes of information. I just had a moment the other day with someone, and they just, they think completely different from what I'm feeling and thinking at this moment. And this is somebody I love dearly, and we agreed to disagree. And it's such a strange time, because there is such a wide spread in what the different information is. You know, how can we work through that and get to a bigger truth with such a huge divide with people?
When one speaks of what they know with a good feeling in themselves, they are in alignment with truth. When one is arguing vehemently, they are in a place of fear. When one is not in a good space, and they are defending their past, for that is what they know. Dear one, with you, when you are, how you say, making a point, it is not a matter of convincing another party of what you think, feel, or your opinion. What's more important is, do you have clarity on your own thoughts? Clarity with yourself. It is not a matter of convincing another human to think the way you do. You could dine on something that you find very appetizing, and it is good and it's nutritious. But if another individual has a different palate, the same thing is not appealing to them, but that does not make it bad. It's simply not with them. Therefore, you can, how you say, ruffle one's feathers with opinions, even when based on fact. Or you can choose to hold that person in a place of love, that within themselves they gain the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
I do. And there's another part to this. I've been looking into a lot of information. And there are things in our history, just in the United States alone, that have happened that literally many of us have had no awareness of. So it's an interesting time. I think there is this phrase, I'm not sure if you're, it's cognitive dissonance, and people just say, I can't even believe that is true. And so it's an interesting time where we have this moment where we have to recognize what is true and literally how things changed years ago that we knew nothing about and how it affects us now. Does all that make sense?
You, dear one, as a left-brain human, would ask and answer that question. Spirit does not derive information based on sense.
Mm-hmm.
The information is as is. And within the realm of your modern world, intelligence is growing at a very exponential rate,
mm-hmm.
and expands on itself and is reaching the minds of more humans. And what you know now is way beyond what you knew a calendar ago, mm-hmm. or a decade ago,
mm-hmm.
or a century ago. There continues to be the growth of intelligence. And every individual learns at their own pace. Everyone has a different purpose in their physical form on planet Earth. And it is not for all to know advanced topics, for they will not utilize that information. Those who are interested will get it and will have an opinion. And there are those who have no interest, and they will go about their life in a very simplistic manner.
Mm-hmm.
Man does complicate things, but he does prefer simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
And all humans must allow for various opinions, for unless one blatantly lies, there is some truth in all statements. And every human has a tendency to pull that thread of truth out of a lot of words and give that credence. But within other humans, they see how you say the bigger picture and find untruths and falsehoods surrounding that one thread of truth. The concept of human communication is quite complex. And at times, we look at you and wonder how you get things done through your conversations that somehow end up in statements of, what did you say? What did you mean? I don't understand. And somehow you go about your business and manifest what you have.
Yes.
Humans are quite fascinating.
Right.
You creatures.
And we're in such a time of all these various forms of information, and there's just so much.
At this time, your planet is a giant anthill.
It is.
Much going on simultaneously.
Yes.
Is there more, dear one?
Well, I'm looking at the time. It is 7:40-something. I would like for you again, I like asking this at the end, what do you want us to know, Merlin?
You must know that through the confusion, especially with those of you that live in this land, your politics is creating a back and forth like a ball game. But you must stay aligned in the middle and see both sides. And not lean one way or the other.
Stay neutral.
Yes, dear one. You must see both sides and keep an eye on both parties.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Good shall be returned, dear ones. You must know this.
I believe that. I believe it with my whole heart. Thank you so much, Merlin. We love having you here with us.
Good to be with all of you.
Yes.
And we shall speak again.
Yes. What you can't feel is the energy that's coming around here. I don't know if you can see, my eyes are all watery. A lot of energy when he's here. Whew.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you?
Fine. Very good.
Merlin had a lot of great things to share.
Good.
Yeah, it is good. And it's 7:47.
Which means that we've got to start the wrap-up process. So,
you're right, Angie. It's not wisdom. Angie is asking, yes, contradicting info and information isn't wisdom. Now, how would you describe wisdom?
Wisdom is a combination of education, experience, and memory, all put together so it's utilized properly. And it does come from years of being on the planet.
So when I have people do the timeline work, and we're all in a choice point, like we're all in a choice point right now, so we stay neutral right now. We see everything that goes on, and we make that decision. And a lot of it, when we're doing the timeline work, you're looking at what happened in the past to learn from it and grow from it. And that gains you the wisdom. Like in my past, I did many things that I didn't do again because I was wise enough to know otherwise. Mm-hmm. So contradicting information isn't wisdom at all. It's where you need to figure it out.
You know, through the years, spirit guides have told me that that the biggest mistake that we humans make is not learning from our mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, so you take that under advisement, you know, as we go about our day. And if it didn't work before, it's probably not going to work again.
And that's one of the important reasons why we don't take down our past. We learn from the past. We have compassion for the consciousness that we had at the time. We understand how it was created so that we don't do it again. But to just demolish the past and say it didn't happen or that it was wrong or bad, that's not the best part of it. Can Nick and I comment on what Merlin said about politics? How do we get along with so much division among us, the protest riots? Listen, it's basically like this, and this is my bottom line with it. You have to follow your heart on it. And if there is this anger towards people, we're feeding the anger. So in my world, there's fear and anger is there, rage, anxiety, stress, worry. And on the other side, there is your power to be calm. So when we're looking at the things that are going on around us and we get into judgment about what they're doing and we get angry, we're in the problem.
Right.
We can't do anything to change it. So when we're all in this experience together, we stay, like Merlin was saying, neutral. So we stay calm and we focus our hearts, our energy, our attention on what we can know to be true. That creates a great future for all of us. So when you're looking at all the information that's going around, I'm looking at a lot of it. And in that information, I'm literally focusing on what can I know to be true. So I look into government documents. I look into all these different sources, and I have a very clear picture of not only where I stand, but where I'm going.
Sure. And at the moment, what I know to be true is it's 7:50, and we got to say goodnight. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Mainstream Metaphysics on LA Talk Radio with Audrey and Nick Newmont. We will be back here next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And if you enjoyed this, share this with your friends.
Yeah, share the video, share these things out. And also, Thursday, I will be on Facebook Live with my group. And we're going to be talking about more of this. 7 o'clock, join me.
And next week's guest again is Anita Rosenberg. So thank you again. We've got to go. And thank you, Sam Hassan at LA Talk Radio,
for
keeping the doors open. We appreciate you, and so does everyone that watches.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Take care of yourselves. Bye.
Bye-bye.